Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I talked about something yesterday, and I said, I'm out of time. I'd like to talk about it a little bit more. So I got Whataburger the other night. I'm trying to remember when it was. Oh, after my haircut. Because Mark had not eaten yet. He volunteered at the local theater. And so he was not going to be home until around 9:45. And it just worked out that I also got home around 9:45. Or I was going to get home around 9:45, and, you know, we normally eat dinner together, and so we normally do everything together, I mean, to be honest, but we normally eat together. And so I said, I'll just pick something up, and I thought, well, I haven't had Whataburger in a long time. Actually, it's been maybe 3 weeks. That's a long time for me. And so I went there, and I thought, you know what? I'm always having these bad experiences in the drive-thru. I'm just going to go in. Or curbside, I sit there for 20 minutes in curbside and they forget about me, or drive-thru, they get the order wrong, or whatever. You know, just all of these issues. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in. There aren't very many people in there. There's not any COVID worry or anything like that because it's practically empty. And, so I went in. There was no one at the counter. But these people, when they take a break, they sit at one of the customer tables, and it's right by the front counter. You'll always see them doing homework, like these high school kids doing homework, eating a snack, doing whatever. They're just out there in the open taking a break. They've clearly got a Whataburger uniform on. So I'm standing there for at least 5 minutes. It may have been more. It felt like 10, but I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm standing there. Nobody comes out. The people on break don't say anything. All of these people are back in the kitchen just doing drive-thru orders. And it's, 9:30 in the evening, whatever. They have no one manning the cash registers at all. So first I turn to the people who are on break and I'm like, is your dining room open? Because I was being sarcastic. Is your dining room open, or should I go through the drive-thru? Like, what's the deal here? Because I was irritated. Do they get up? No, they don't get up. They just kind of glance back into the kitchen and wave their arms to try to get a hold of somebody. And still nobody pays any attention to them. They say, hey, there's a customer out here. No, nobody pays attention. I was so mad. You can see the kitchen from the front. So I stuck my head in, you know, to where they could see me in the kitchen. And I yelled. I said, hey, I'm waiting for a long time. I've been waiting for a long time. Is your dining room not open, or what? Like, can somebody wait on me? I'm sure they spit on my food. I'm sure they did. But I was so irritated. And so anyway, finally, somebody came out. Did he apologize to me? No. Did he, you know, he just said, what will you have? You know, no apology, no nothing, no explanation, no nothing at all. I was so irritated. So, I gave my order, and then I get home, and, you know, the quality of the food was not great. It was kind of dry, and it's like it had been sitting there for a while. Like, I don't even know how that happens, because the drive-thru was very busy. And anyway, not a good experience. And the past couple of times I've been to Wendy's, I have really enjoyed the burgers. I really like a Wendy's burger. I don't know if it's because I'm just getting old. I feel like older people like Wendy's. You know, you can get a baked potato and, you know, other things like that, chili, a salad. But I really like the burgers at Wendy's. Like, I don't like their French fries, but I like the burgers. Now, when you eat in Whataburger at a busy time of day, when there are good staff there. A hot, fresh, made correct Whataburger is 10 times better than Wendy's, in my opinion. However, most of the time that is not what I get. The service at Wendy's is always better. I would look at other things like Shake Shack or Five Guys or something like that, or Smashburger, but none of those are close to where we live, and so I'm like never wanting to drive to those places. We do have them in the area, but so I'm like, you know, I don't know. I should think about just by default, if I want a burger, just going to Wendy's. You know, in an ideal situation, yes, Whataburger would be at the top of my list if everything is correct. If, you know, if the staff is doing a good job, if their meat is fresh, whatever. I mean, if I'm eating in the restaurant, you know, Daniel and Zach went with us and we ate in the restaurant and the food was good. We ate in the restaurant around lunchtime. It was great. But this nighttime drive-through bullshit, or going in and trying to, you know, and then taking the order home, and even if it's good when you're at the restaurant, the fries are cold and soggy by the time you get home. It's just not great. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just become a Wendy's boy most of the time, unless we're going to eat, you know, inside. So I'm not sure. And even then, I like that Denny's burger that I was telling you guys about. It's wearing on me. They're wearing me down. They're making me. I used to be a loyal Whataburger enthusiast. They are wearing me down. I have tried so hard to remain in their camp. And I'll say something. I'm a big time Mariah Carey fan. I used to buy every album. I would go online and buy like the international remix of songs and stuff like that. And I have the Australian remix of Always Be My Baby, for instance, somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I have it. But, you know, as she got older and she moved away from Sony and she divorced her husband and she had all that, the glitter era, the movie Glitter, she really went downhill. And now that she's older, her singing is not as good as it used to be. So, you know, I was a diehard fan, and over time, she's still my favorite, but my fandom has sort of gone down and down and down. I don't have anyone to replace her, but I just like, you know. And so I feel like Whataburger's doing the same thing. They're slowly wearing me down to the point that I will be like, no, you're not my favorite anymore. I don't know. Anyway, it was just a bad experience, and maybe I'll just go to Wendy's from now on. I don't like their fries, but I like to buy dill pickle chips and have a burger and dill pickle chips. For some reason, they go really well together. But so last night I had orchestra. We're having this service. So it's been the pastor has been at our church for 20 years. And so they're having, and we have two campuses. We have two church buildings. And so we have two congregations, but we have three services at each one on Sunday morning. So we have thousands of people that go to this church, probably 4,000 or 5,000 total. And there's a band and there is a pastor now that preaches at the other one. And then there's this pastor and he preaches it. We're like the main location. So we're having this special deal for him where they've rented out the local convention center, and we're all of us, the music from both campuses, the people from both campuses, like the congregation, like everyone, they're surprising the pastor, and we're all going to be at the convention center, and we're just going to have one big service celebrating. So last night we were going through a lot of that stuff. So we went through that stuff, and the choir was huge because it was the choir from my branch and then the other branch. But so did that, and nothing much to report there. I mean, I just went, we had rehearsal, and then, you know, and then came back. And of course I got Canes, because that has become the new tradition on Wednesday nights, is to get Canes. And yeah, I worked all day and that's about it. We're gonna work out tonight and go to Walmart, I think, because Mark needs some pimple cream or something. He's got a pimple on his nose. He probably wouldn't want me to tell people that. But so we're gonna do that, and then I'm gonna cook, I think. So we'll see if I actually cook, but that's the plan. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.